What are you doing in here? I booked the study room for myself. Are they double booking people again for finals week? They do this every semester. All I want is just a room to myself in peace. Yeah, whatever. Just you stay on your side and I'll stay on my side. And don't talk to me, okay? I'm sure even you are capable of being civil when we're studying for something this important. Yes, the side closest to the door, please. My tail is not filling up half the room, you asshole. My tail is perfectly normal, thank you. Normal length, thank you. And it's... Oof, it's not bushy. I brush it every morning. Damn it. It's just... gets messed up going through all these narrow classrooms made for humans. Anyways, it's not important. I told you not to talk to me. Just you work on your work and I'll work on mine. And don't you dare try and look at my notes. Hey! Your foot's on my tail, you asshole. I'm not abnormally sensitive there. Very normally sensitive. Thank you very much. Every fox girl has a lot of feeling in her tail, which you would know if you paid any attention in semi-humanoid anatomy. Everyone was very lewd about it after class when we went over fox girls trying to pet my tail on the way to campus. You'd think a university of this caliber wouldn't have such moronic behavior. But I guess you're all the same, no matter what species you are. Anyways, can you move a little farther away, please? Foot stops hitting my tail. Like, up against the wall or on the other side of it, if possible. It's not just your foot, it's your smell is particularly annoying today. No, you don't smell bad, okay? I didn't say you smelled good either. Just not bad. I'm not squirming. I'm just trying to get comfortable. You've really ruffled my fur. Ugh. What are you looking at me with that smug smile for? Aren't you supposed to be studying? I thought that was the whole reason that you burst into my room. My study room, which I had scheduled from 8 to 12. Bastards. What do you mean you know what month it is? Oh, fuck off! Ugh. You're disgusting. Yes, it's heat month for fox girls. Makes finals especially unbearable. But that's none of your business. I've got my own ways of dealing with the frustrations. So if you could kindly just fuck off, it would be appreciated. I'm adjusting my glasses a very normal amount, thank you. I'm trying to see the fine print on my notes. I conserve paper by writing very small. What kind of question is that? Do I find you attractive? How the fuck is this even relevant? You're just asking. You're just distracting me from working is what you're doing. Stupid, dumb, dummy. I am not flustered. Why do you even care anyways? We hate each other. What do you mean you don't hate me? We always glare daggers at each other in class. We're always head-to-head for top spot in every class. And you always give me shit all the time. Every fucking possible opportunity. Bastard. Making faces at me when I'm giving oral presentations. Every time that we're paired off to revise each other's essays, you always cover my page in red ink. I know I'm not that bad. Ugh. Bastard. Ugh. You're insufferable. You like me? Oh, this is rich. Why are you always such a fucking dick then? Oh, I'm distracting. I make you think distracting thoughts. And you're tired of avoiding me? Well, sorry, but I don't feel the same way. I have not been staring at you in class the past few weeks. You're crazy. I dropped my pencil in front of you on accident, and my shirt just happened to be cut low that day. And if my tail wrapped around your ankles while I walked away, and it was an accident. Okay, fine. You're attractive, but it doesn't matter. You're a dick. It doesn't matter how hot I find you. I wouldn't fuck you if you were the last guy on Earth. Oh, you have an idea. Ugh. Can't wait to hear this. For how to keep us from distracting each other? I'm not distracted. You're distracted. Maybe you should just jack off about it. Use my body! You pervert! No! It would relieve a lot of tension this week, but whenever you want! That's completely ridiculous. What would being at your mercy like that do for me? Oh, yeah, I'll think of it all right. I just finished. No fucking way. God, you're such a pervert. Just look at your notes and I'm gonna look at mine and we're not gonna talk about this anymore. It's dumb. Fucking whenever you want. Who would take up an offer like that? An idiot. Oh, you'd make me feel good, would you? Ugh. Whatever. Just shut up and do your work. Whatever you're doing, I don't care. Only an idiot would take an offer like that. No matter how attractive they found that person. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Just don't say anything. Just let me inside, goddammit, before someone sees. Thank you. So, tell me about this stupid arrangement. What would it entail? Don't stop laughing at me or I'm gonna leave. I won't sit down until you tell me. And then I'll decide if I want to sit down or if I just want to go. We would relieve each other's stress and still study. You'd make sure that my heat month wouldn't bug me. It has been getting a little difficult to manage every year. I've never heard that word before. Free use. This is exactly what it sounds like. You can just fuck me whenever you want. So I'm just handing you a carte blanche to fuck me whenever you please. You won't do anything embarrassing to me, will you? Because I can just see an asshole like you using this to humiliate me. That's not what you want? You just really want to fuck me? I changed my mind because I've been all frustrated and squirmy for weeks. I need something. And you offered first, that's all. Well, no, you weren't the first person to offer, but I didn't like the other people. I don't like you either, but you are really attractive to me, and despite the lewdness of your offer, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't tell anybody. So it seems mutually beneficial. It's not like I like you or anything, damn it. So, I'm in. Study? Right now? I just agreed to fuck you whenever you wanted. And the first thing you can think of is studying? You have an essay to write. Whatever. I'm already here. Yeah, I brought my stuff, just in case you were an asshole and I needed to ditch you to study. Which I'm still not convinced I won't do. Where am I supposed to sit, anyway? There's only one chair. And the floor, which looks very uncomfortable. And your bed, where I'm not sitting, because apparently, we're not fucking, but I don't want to give you any ideas or distract you or whatever. On your lap? That's, hey, how are you gonna write like that? Fine. This is ridiculous. It feels really good to have your arms wrapped around me, I guess. I have some flashcards. I'll just lean back and I will study with these and you can write. is a weird beginning. I thought that we were just gonna fuck and have done with it. But you're right. Schoolwork is more important. Hey, what are you doing? I thought that you were writing your essay. You only need one hand to type, huh? Well, I don't know how you're gonna concentrate when the other one is playing with my tit. No, I'm not telling you to stop. It feels really good. But it keeps making me squirm. Grind on your lap. How is this not distracting to you? It is. But you're still writing so clearly. Okay, yes, I can be quiet. I thought things are going to be moving at a slightly faster pace than they are now, so we just... You're making my nipples so hard through my shirt. And you've barely even touched me yet. Why'd you stop touching me? Oh, you need both hands. Okay. Now both of your hands are on me. What kind of writing is this? You're thinking of what to write next. Your other hand's going to my pussy. Your fingers all wet. No, I didn't just admit that I'm getting wet for you. I'm just, it's not like it's because of you or anything. During a month like this, even a stiff breeze can get me excited. So, it's definitely not because of you that I'm already really close to coming. If you stick your fingers inside of me, how are you going to type afterwards? with my frustration, not make it worse. You just stopped touching as soon as I told you I was gonna come. Now my body's all tingly and hot. No, I should have known you were an asshole. You're gonna fuck me? Right now? No. Your essay? It didn't seem so important to you a couple seconds ago. In a little bit. When you're ready. You don't want me to sit in your lap anymore? Where am I supposed to sit? Bend over the... I can lean over the bed? Yeah, I guess that... And you'll fuck me after. Okay. Like this? Oh, thanks, my flashcards. Yeah, it can study like this. My skirt's really short, though. Hey! Oh! I can feel you pressed up against my back. Your cock is really hard. I guess you did get excited with me while you were playing with me. Are you gonna fuck me now? Please. You're moving my legs apart with your feet. You want me to be spread wider for you, huh? For later? Ugh. What am I supposed to do? Just keep bent over like this? I can't study like this. I look so... This looks so... It looks so dirty. I know there's no one in here but you, but still. You promise you'll fuck me after you're done? Oh, my shirt! When you undo the button, my tits pop out. Yeah, it's doing a lot of work. But you want them out. You're not even gonna be looking at me. So what's the point? You're working on your dumb essay. It turns you on to know that they're out. Fine. I'll leave my tits out and I'll study in this ridiculous position. But you better fuck me afterward. Being bent over, my legs spread so wide like this. I don't know why, but it's making me even wetter. I'm being so exposed. I've got to try to study. That's the second time I've heard you get up. Are you getting up for a drink of water again this time? Oh! like that. Oh, yes, I know that you had... that you had me put them out so that you could, but,
I guess it does help you get a better grip on me.
Very rude. You stuff to do. What? You'll text me when you want to fuck me again. Oh. You're just as impossible as I thought you were. Yes, I'm gonna answer it. A text message. Yes, you made me feel good, so I'm still gonna answer, but... Okay. Yeah, we probably should, both get some rest here, right? So, I'll see you around. What? Yeah, I do feel a lot more relaxed. Thank you. Don't let it get to your head or anything. I'm sure it was a one-time thing, and next time it's gonna suck. Don't laugh at me. I'm not getting flustered. I'm just gonna put on my clothes and go. I hope you do well on your essay. You're welcome. Can you kiss me one more time? At least, before I go? Okay. I'll see you. For real this time.